Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Christy here needs our help texting a friend to say, hey!
Hey!
Hey! You need to reimburse me for some damages to my apartment because she was put in a very, very uncomfortable situation. Hey, Christy.
Hey.
Hi. So how can we help you? And who are we going to be texting to and what has happened?
Okay, so we're going to be texting Danielle. Danielle and I have this mutual friend, Lisa. Like, we're both, like, best friends with her. And I guess Danielle and I are, like, you know, we're friendly. We all hang out. But, like, you know, we're both closer to Lisa. So we wanted to throw Lisa a big 30th birthday party. And I wanted to, like, rent a place. But Danielle was like, oh, no, that's such a waste of money. Let's have it at your place. And I'm like, well, that's easy for her to say. Like, she has a small apartment, so she couldn't have it at her place. So she put it, like, on me. And I really didn't want to because, you know, like, how parties are, things get destroyed.
If it's a good party.
Yeah, true. But she, like, didn't want to pay for, you know, to have it at a bar or something or a club. So anyway, the party was last week. And like I expected, it was a mess. So it ended up raining. So people were getting my floors muddy. I have carpet. So that's now muddy. People were spilling food, red wine, everything. Like, it is so bad. And someone somehow managed to break the banister, like, going down into my basement. I don't even know how. I guess just being drunk. And now, my place is so bad. It's such a mess. And I want to text Danielle and say, you know, this is going to be like hundreds of dollars to repair and clean my carpet, which I think she should, you know, chip in for.
Well, sorry I missed it. Sounds great. Sounds super fun. Does she have any idea that there was this kind of destruction done to the apartment already? Or is this going to be a surprise? Is this the first ask?
This is the first ask.
Okay.
I mean, she was there. Obviously, you know, she saw how many people, she saw the weather. Like, I told her I was worried about this, so she knew it was my concern.
All right, so this might be, much to do about nothing. I mean, we might hit her up, and she might go, totally understand. Sure.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Well, I would try to, because you're going to get, I think, more bees with honey or more flies with honey than you do with the S word. So
yeah.
We just text her and be like, hey, I tallied everything up. The cost for the party is your portion of the party cost blank, and send that. And when she asks you what's that for, you can be like, for the carpet cleaning, the upholstery cleaning, and to fix my banister.
So you're going in, assume, like, for the ask immediately without, like, saying, hey, are you down with helping me out with the damages?
No. I would send, you know, granted, I know you wanted to split to rent, and she insisted that you have it at the house. Ultimately, it was your choice to have it at your house, so you're going to have to, like, you're going to have to woman up and realize that you could have said no. You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You could have said no, you didn't. But if the two of you were throwing this party together, and she did say, no, I don't want to rent somewhere, then I would just go in like that and be like, hey, I tallied everything up. The cost of the party, when we split it, ends up being blank. And just send her that.
Mo, do you look like you're really excited about that?
Well, no, it depends on, I mean, if I'm in her shoes, that would be a no-brainer. It would be a no problem for me. But in your time in knowing her, what do your instincts tell you about how she would react to this? Do you think she would be easy breezy, or do you think she would actually put up a fight?
I really don't know. I mean, like I said, we're like mutual friends, we're friendly, but like she didn't want to spend the money for the, you know, to get a club or restaurant. So I feel like she might like give me an issue about the money.
How much are we talking about here at the end of the day? What's the ask?
I mean, definitely like 500, maybe a little more. I really don't know. I have to like.
So I do endorsements for Zero Res. Carpet and air duct cleaning. So I can tell you right now, you can get 3 rooms of carpet cleaning for $129.
But do you have really good Wi-Fi? And I endorse Xfinity.
And if you need to protect your house, EMC Security is fantastic.
Next time you need food for the party, HelloFresh, use my code Abby 50 for 50% off your first order.
I think your problem is solved.
And if you want to look just ridiculously fresh, you can go to Atlanta Face and Body and get yourself a HydraFacial. No, seriously, like you can come up with a reasonable tally. And I'm not kidding. 3 rooms of carpet clean for $129. And then they also, I have the pricing here if you want to give me the upholstery that you want clean.
You got banisters, though, that are all messed up also?
Well, she has the banister. I don't know like exactly how much that would cost.
I think that's going to be really expensive. Yes. Some wood work. Like I have to get a saw back there.
Wait, did it just come out of the wall or is like the banister broken?
Yeah, it's like cracked.
Oh.
Ooh. What are they doing, pole dancing?
Maybe.
What a great night.
Right.
Okay.
So I think when we come back, just in the interest of time, when we come back, we have to try to decide exactly if are we going in for a soft ask or a hard ask, and we need to come up with some kind of number.
Yes. Well, I think I have an idea as far as the number goes.
Okay. All right. So, Christy, hang out with us for a couple of minutes. When we come back, we will start texting your friend and say, hey, my apartment is destroyed. You wanted the apartment at my place. Can you split the cost? We will do Texting Tutor on The Burt Show next.
The Burt Show.